In this video, I am trying to show you how O is the mediating force between the forces of levity and gravity, as an archetypal human ability. Try to build up something like a triangle of light from the feet by guiding the hands upwards till you have the feeling, now I am standing in a triangle of light. When you intensify this perception with your body's feeling, you get to feel rather light, mobile and unstable, but also carried. If you keep up your body perception, then you should nevertheless be able to retain a good connection to the floor. Now stand with your legs wide apart. Bring your hands to a point above your head as if grasping the top of a pyramid. Slowly guide your hands down the sides of the pyramid and allow the feeling of weight to come into being. Ray into the earth with the hands and allow this feeling to follow through the whole body. When you repeat the movement, pay attention that you don't unwittingly get stuck somewhere in the head, in the neck, the diaphragm, the pelvis, that you relax in all these areas. The head gets heavy and weighs on the neck sinks down into the chest sinks down through the diaphragm so that the stomach almost hangs out, the pelvis lets go, and the knees are not locked, all the way through to the soles of the feet. You'll probably feel quite heavy, but also stable and well grounded.
Stabil und bodenständig fühlen. Unter Umständen können Sie in dieser Stellung im Schweredreieck spüren, wie innerlich.
It could be that in doing this exercise you experience a quality of light-filled silver thread coming about that carries the body and doesn't allow it to sink down altogether.
Dafür sorgt, dass sie doch nicht zusammen sinken, sondern sich getragen und stabil fühlen.
Imagine both triangles, spatially to start off with, as a funnel or a pyramid. Secondly, as planes. Let's start with the funnel. Building it up from below with a three-dimensional feeling. And then with the feeling that you're standing in a thin slice of light, so that the triangle comes into being as a two-dimensional plane. Then the weighty triangle as a spatial pyramid. and then as a two-dimensional plane. The difference is not visible from without, but clearly perceptible from within. The difference in the movements and the possibility that the plane is often experienced more strongly has to do with the fact that the forces that we are discovering here are primarily two-dimensional, their planes being the origin for the creation of three-dimensional space. There is an ancient meditation to experience these polar forces in our bodies. In Eurythmy, we call it light streams upwards, weight bears down. First, create the light triangle. And then, now without the support of the hands, create the weight triangle down from the head to the feet. Feel how the two triangles overlap and build a center in the area of the solar plexus.
Verbinden Sie in Ihrer Fantasie die Fingerspitzen miteinander und die Fußsohlen.
Connect the fingertips to one another and even feel a slight current moving from the left to the right. And also a connecting stream from the left to the right in the feet. And then focus more on the perception of the light triangle and then on the perception of the weight triangle and then into the area of the interpenetration of the two triangles in the body. Light triangle, weight triangle, balance. For our life forces and our health, these forces have to work together. Nothing is allowed to fly away, and nothing is allowed to fall totally into weight. The force that brings this about is the awe. Every time we create awe, whether we know it or not, we are embracing these two force systems, the upper system, the lower system, the human system. Do you notice that awe knows both the light triangle and the weight triangle and how it keeps the balance from out of its own center?